A year ago, Governor George Pataki was little known outside New York State, but the terrorist attacks put him on the front lines of rescue and recovery efforts and outreach to victims' families. A priority for the Republican governor is revitalizing the area surrounding the site of the former World Trade Center. He told NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg that the efforts slowly are showing results.
Many of the large companies like Merrill Lynch and American Express and the Bank of New York are back in their old buildings that were badly damaged. We're helping the small businesses, whether it's a restaurant or a dry cleaner or a corner deli, to get back on their feet. 377,000 jobs were displaced either permanently or temporarily. We've lost 100,000 jobs as a result of the attacks, and it's just going to require us to continue to work together, to stand together, and to move forward together, but I'm confident we will.
What about psychologically?
Well, first, we wanted to bring people, particularly the residents, back to Lower Manhattan. And Battery Park City is right across West Street from Ground Zero. And there were more than 10,000 residents in Battery Park City on the morning of September 11th. And many of the buildings were damaged. All of the residents were displaced for days or weeks. And we worked very hard to get them to feel confident and comfortable back in Lower Manhattan. And today, it is well over 90% occupancy, and people are again beginning to have that sense of confidence that it is a strong community, a healthy community, and a community where they can live.
I must say that I, as a native New Yorker who have not lived in the city for more years than I care to admit in public, was very moved by friends who live there and say nothing will get us out of here. They've seen people around them pack up, leave, go some other place to be safe. But the majority, by choice or by sheer necessity, say, I'm not leaving. This is my city. A kind of true grit in their spirit.
Absolutely, Susan. And I was in the city on that date, and New Yorkers weren't waiting in line to flee to get on a bus or a subway out of town. They were waiting in line to give blood, to volunteer, to try to help those who had suffered so much. And now we still see that spirit. We still see pioneers moving to Lower Manhattan for the first time to show their commitment, and people who have been there, whether they're residents or businesses that have not only reopened but vowed to bring others and to invest and to stay there.
What do you see, Governor Pataki, as the major change for the city?
It's something that will stay with this city forever, whether you had a loved one or a friend or a neighbor who was in the towers or not. The sense of loss, I think, will be with us as long as we live. But out of that sorrow, I think there's also a sense of pride and a sense of unity. The effort was not just to destroy the towers and kill people, horrible though that was. The effort was to divide us, to frighten us, to force people to flee the city, and for us to give up our belief in freedom and helping each other. And in fact, the reverse has happened. The people of New York are more unified, more committed to defending and utilizing our freedoms than I've seen in my lifetime, and more committed to making sure that not just Lower Manhattan, but the entire great city of New York comes back stronger.
Thank you very much, sir.
Nice being with you, Susan.
George Pataki, the governor of New York. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.